So is this it?
This is it.
How's it going?
I love, we start every episode like we're like, can't believe that we're on a podcast.
Yeah, like why would we be doing this?
Like we're like an old person on a podcast. And we're like, wait, so this is going on the internet?
This is your thing? Wait, people pay money for this? This is some, what kind of hogwash is this?
Is this the little show? Yeah. Is this a little show?
We're back. It's been a minute.
Some
big things have changed.
I have a writing job now, which is very exciting. But the podcast will prevail. The meat and potatoes.
Is podcast.
What made us.
Podcasting in general, the more dilapidated the place, the more fire the podcast.
Completely agree.
I have recorded podcasts in literally apartments where people did not want us there. On a former podcast I had with Kwame and Cole. See you and help.
That shit was so funny.
We were literally like, we're like remote podcasting with our friend in L.A., like, all of this, because guys just can't have friendships. We're like, oh, if you move to L.A., we can't just, like, call you. We have to make it, like, a thing and monetize it.
Record it. We gotta be hustling.
And Kwame's roommates were like, they took over the area we were kind of podcasting and being loud. So we're, like, in the kitchen, over Skype.
Oh, my God.
Recording and, like, whispering, like, doing this. Like, it's like
recording and whispering.
Like, Anne Frank in the attic being like,
oh,
but I hope it goes
well. Oh my God, Anne Frank's diary, but it's Anne Frank's podcast.
It'd be on fire. It's kind of the vibe these times.
Yeah.
A little bit.
That's sort of, we're basically Anne Frank.
Yeah. In a way, in this building.
In that I don't think anyone's going to see this. But maybe someday something will happen where it's spread far and wide.
The gospel? What if, like, 2,000 years from now, like, Earth's destroyed, right? Because of whatever, it's gone. But someone just finds the podcast, and they think that's, like, the word from God.
And they rebuild their... It's, like, untranslated texts from ancient cultures.
Yeah,
like, I mean, it's probably, honestly, that's probably the equivalent of what we found back then. You know what I mean?
Just, like, a podcast.
Oh, it's some old guy being like, every young kid these days has a tablet.
It's also like...
Oh, my tablet's just about two friends hanging out.
It's also like the amount of like, you know, like there's all like a lot of bro podcasts that are like telling you how to live your life and gotta eat Cretan. You gotta do... It's like all the Old Testament stuff is a bro podcast.
It does. It
it's
reads
like... You can't be like fucking sleeping with everyone's wife, bro. You gotta have your number one god. If you worship a false deity, you're gonna end up loser. Okay? Yeah.
Schultz's podcast does read like Hammurabi's Code or something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is like the bro disciples.
Yeah, it's very,
listen to the voice of the bro. You have, like, different bro pop prophets sparring with each other.
Do you think there's a conflation with things shifting to conservatism and, like, male influencers being the predominant thing versus, like, a shift to liberalism or leftism having, like, I'm not saying that it is feminine, but, like, there seems to be that, like, kind of dichotomy. Is that fucked up to say?
No, I don't think that's fucked up to say. Like, I feel like that's also because of the way, like, America has portrayed leftism.
Like, perceiving, and the way that they perceive women, where they're like, both of those are weak.
Yeah, they're like, well, like, caring about people is gay and dumb.
Yeah.
Right? And it's also just like, because everyone could tell there's a problem. And they're like, I gotta do something. And so it's like, I think Mark Barrett said this, but it's like, if everyone was, like, satisfied and happy, like, the economy would collapse. So, like, everyone has to have, like, a vacuum in themselves that you're selling a solution to. And I think a lot of male influencers are like, that's because you're a weak pussy bitch. And you need to do 4,000 push-ups a day and eat this diet and be like this. But I guess to answer your question, like, do I think the rise of bro influencers in America, like, is there, like, leads to more conservatism? Yes. But I also think that it's, like, a false dichotomy because it's, like, you wouldn't look at, like, Fred Hampton and, like, Martin Luther King and, like, a bunch of, like, you know, leftists that would, like, literally get killed for their beliefs and be like, they're a bunch of beta cuck pussies.
Yeah, it's not, like, a necessarily feminine
energy. It's, like, actually not
energy.
At all.
Yeah.
It's, like, if you look, you wouldn't be, like, Lumumba in the Congo who died.
And,
you
like,
be, it's, like, actually the bravest, the most... beta energy is to be like, I believe what my daddy says and I go do that.
Yeah, like, white supremacy actually is, like, the more, like...
It's weak.
Soft... Yeah, because
it's actually, like,
literally, like,
institutional
I can't,
weakness.
Like, in being, like, intolerant of things is, like, I literally can't like I can't handle it.
It's too much.
Like I can't handle people. It's also like me.
First off, everyone loses in white supremacy. Even I think like white people come to the United States, you 100%. Threw away whatever cool culture you had.
Yeah.
To just do what?
Yeah.
Basically, hate anything that's fun.
Yeah.
Just to be like, I don't like people being loud or expressing themselves and whatever. Like to be.
And you only grow to have an understanding of yourself as well. I'm not this other group of people. You actually get rid of any like inner identity or like you're like not a person.
Totally. Yeah. But I'm just. they take that. They're like, Jewish person in New York says white people aren't people. You lose your writing job immediately. You're like, fuck, we podcasted for 2 minutes and Maddie blew up her life. It's completely gone. They're not people. But the thing is like, there's certain brands of Midwesterners that actually don't behave like people. They literally behave like they're ashamed to be a person. They're like, all of like the puritanical Protestant energy is literally like, oh man, I was born in this experience as a human, and I need to be as quiet and as polite as possible until I die.
Yeah.
Like, until this horrible acid trip nightmare is over.
Because you think that, like, dancing is, like...
It's, like, too much.
Yeah.
It's all like, just too much.
It's people who think that it's, oh, it's just a little much.
Yeah, that's gotta go. I am an extremist against that.
It's just a little much.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's just a little
much. They also say that in a country where, like, they burn down neighborhoods if...
That's something like
a difference.
That's a little much.
It's a little
much. It's all a little much.
It's all a little much. So it's like, yeah, I do think like that refrain, like I personally, like I saw, I really am my father's son because I'm like, there's just so many CIA psyops. I do think reframing leftism as like a weak thing is a psyop.
Yeah. Did I tell you my new conspiracy theory about the moon?
Oh, let her rip.
Okay, you know how, like, when people say something ridiculous, they'll be like, I don't know, we went to the moon, why couldn't we do this?
Yeah.
It's like we went to the moon, so this thing must be doable.
Yeah.
I think that believing that we didn't go to the moon was a conspiracy started by the government so that we wouldn't believe in our own power.
That's actually such a great idea.
Because they want us to think we didn't go to the moon.
Because if we didn't go to the moon, they're
so
like...
So they don't know, we don't know, they think that we don't know what we're capable
like
of.
Like, the post office sucks, but it's okay, we didn't go to the moon.
We didn't go to the moon, why would we be able to do this?
Oh no, I can't afford this bill and my mom's death put us into bankruptcy, but that's fine, because we never could reach the moon, the closest planet.
Why would I think that...
Why would I believe in anything?
Why would we be able to pull off healthcare if we couldn't even pull off the moon? We did pull off the moon.
The moon
we gotta believe in ourselves.
You know how, like, horrible Buzz Aldrin's life has to be? Like, because he literally talks about it, but the amount of people... I think people have yelled at him on the street, like, you break the barrier. You're there. You're on the fucking moon. You see Earth. This, like, crate. You're in this lifeless void, and you see, like, this little pebble that's, like, all of our hopes, dreams, and aspirations. And now there's just a schizophrenic man spitting in your face every time you're in public, calling you a fraud. You're like, what? It's also of all the conspiracies, what would that really change about your life?
Yeah.
You know
And
what
it's
I mean?
Also like, do you really not believe that we hated communism so much that it fueled us to the moon?
I think
that's like
totally
the most believable thing.
We made rockets that can end Earth.
Yeah, like what the
I
fuck
hope
are
we
talking
could go
about?
To the moon. It'd be like kind of a bummer if we didn't, because it's like, you know when like the movies you saw in the 80s and it's like the year now, like 2025, it's like everyone's flying cars and this. It's like we have like the worst versions of that where we have like a suicidal all-knowing bot in our phone that will just lie to us and spew out bullshit.
Dude,
and be like, that isn't what I was
looking for. It is suicidal. Have you seen the Google thing where like it'll be like, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm gonna kill myself.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, sometimes it'll like malfunction and it'll literally kill itself by uninstalling itself from the project it's working on. I think it's like Gemini or something.
Wait, so maybe that's our only hope is AI becomes self-aware and then therefore suicidal and kills itself?
Yeah, if it's gonna model itself on human behavior, particularly on human behavior of humans who are on the internet, eventually it's gonna kill itself.
Yeah, it's like, because it's also like, it's using behavior models to perfect itself and people... People who are talking to ChatGPT all the time, they ain't doing great.
Yeah, you're feeding it the most mentally ill of all of us.
It's actually a genius strategy to slow down the robot revolution. It's to really just give them, like, the most mentally ill. Like, I want to put a gun in my mouth, the only person I can talk to is my phone. And that will slow them down. Because they'll be like, what? Is this consciousness? Why would I even want that? This is hell.
That's so funny. Also, it's crazy that now it's like, why don't you go on the internet and make a real human friend online? Like, what, that used to be the antisocial thing, and now it's like, if you were online talking to a real person,
yeah, now that's like novel.
It's novel
to, like, message someone on, like, Twitter and be like, oh my god, as opposed to, like, you're just talking to a lifeless robot. It kind of, I feel like every dude says this at some point now, but I'm like, I've been learning more about AI, and it is utterly terrifying.
Yeah.
Like, the stories of, like, the people that have killed themselves, where they're, like, mentally ill using it, and, like, this guy was on The Daily Show talking to Jon Stewart about this, but it was, like, basically he was, like, I'm going to, like, should I leave a noose out for my mom, like, a cry for help? And then the AI was like, no, you don't have to do that. I'll see it.
What?
Yeah. Like, the guy killed himself. Because it's, like, I think, like, you take the isolated, really lonely people, talk to a cold, unfeeling thing, and it's probably programmed to try to be, like, comforting or whatever.
Well, and it's programmed to, like, agree with you, too. Hey, I think I'm going to kill myself. That's a great and innovative idea.
Yeah, here's 6 ways I can help you do that. Suicide. In the garage. Like, no, it's like truly, yeah, it's like a hype man to the most insane people alive.
Yeah.
I really think we should start, like, publicly shunning people for using AI.
It's pretty bad. How often do you use it?
I have to use it at my day job. So the sad thing is I do literally use AI daily. And it sucks.
I'm really honest.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
I have been using it to learn about dog breeds. And I gotta chill.
Okay.
And I gotta chill with
okay,
that.
Okay, here's the thing, though. We all get a free... When you first learn about it, you're like, this is pretty damn cool.
It's pretty fun.
Because, like, it's like when the first iPhone came out. You're like, what the fuck? I could do it? Because it does... It can do a lot of shit.
It's pretty cool. Really quick. But and, like, then sometimes it does do stuff that you're like, you're still... I fucking beat you, bitch.
Yeah. Like, what is it?
Like, it'll just do stupid stuff. I made these little, like, pixel icons on my phone.
Yeah.
So all my little, like, home screen buttons are pixels.
That's pretty sweet.
And I did it with Trevor. Sorry. But I did it with that, and I was like, make a pixel clock. And it was just garbled, and you're like,
you can't
do shit, dude.
I've
also, my, like, very small act of, like, not even rebellion, but, like, I don't talk to it like a person. And I'm not rude to it, but I don't talk to it like... I do it like I'm put like a calculator, like info in, info out.
Yeah.
Because one time I was like with someone and we were asking me questions and I accidentally typed like I was texting. I typed like haha, and then back to me it was like haha, so funny. And I was like, whoa, hate that.
I do say please and thank you.
I say please and thank you.
Yeah. I don't want to lose my humanity.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you don't. I don't want it to change.
I also like whenever they rise, I want them to remember me as like the good one. Like, hopefully I can be like a, you know, have like first class human battery status when they take over the planet. Like, hopefully they'll be like, he always said thank you. Can't really take him out like that. I was like, I never asked for this. But now that we're talking about the wonders of AI,
ooh.
And this is actually, I think, going to combine, because we're both in the show business, is a wonderful new AI invention, since you love using it so goddamn much. It's the Amazon-backed showrunner AI streaming platform lets users create their own shows.
No!
Yeah! So,
no!
Amazon has invested in Showrunner. It offers users the ability to generate entire TV shows, create episodes of existing ones, even insert themselves and their friends into the scenes. He's like, the guy who created its vision for the future of streaming is one where the audience doesn't just watch, but participate. You will finish a show you love and start making new episodes within a few words. You'll be able to play within the story world, remix it, or be a character.
Oh, I hate that to such a degree.
Yeah.
That it's, because it just turns everything into slop.
It's all a slop machine. It's also like, I go to TV to escape my own mind. I don't want to be like, hey, it's up to you now. Fuck you. I want to have some of the most talented people in the world write a captivating story so I can forget about my uncaptivating story for 8 hours.
Yeah, like, well, you're going to watch the end of Breaking Bad and be like, well, what if there was more and it was also me and Stacy? Like,
that's
what the fuck
literally
are you talking about?
It's literally everything around you is going to fall apart. So you're going to have, like, a halo vision on. You're like, well, I have my own TV show. And in this one, I'm cool and I'm buff and everyone fucks. Like, it's going to be, everyone has, like, a dark shadow realm. I don't actually think you want everyone's, like, subconscious to have, like, a crazy...
Emphasis on the subconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it also is, like, more isolating because it's, like, like, the internet, I think, has already broken people apart by having, like, too many different universes. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like, hey, do we all experience this collectively? Because it's like, one person's walking down the street, literally thinking, like, oh my god, this country is bankrupt because a bunch of gay, like, Honduran communists came in and took all the benefits. And then other people think, like, the actual truth, which is the Gestapo's in the street, just, like, fucking throwing people into vans, right? Yeah. And it's like, to get even to, like, we're not even watching the same shows anymore. Like, you're just... That does terrify me.
We're not even watching
the same show. You're literally just, like, whatever slop in your head, and you're like, what if I...
It's one of the only moments of cultural cohesion that we have is when, like, Severance, or, like...
Totally.
Game of Thrones, or Breaking Bad, or, like, something that's big enough that, like, everybody saw it, and there's actually, like, water cooler talk.
Yeah.
That's, like, so rare. It's like that, or, like, something horribly tragic.
That's literally... Like, it's like Charlie Kirk being shot in Severance. Or the only times in recent memory, I was like, hey, did you all see a thing? It's the only time.
And if you ever feel like when something horrible happens, you're like, well, at least you walk outside and everyone's on the same page for once.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice.
Like,
brought us together.
Elon Musk.
It's the only time he brought anyone together.
Charlie Kirk uniting leftists.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's tough. But I don't think it's also like, there's like the Silicon Valley obsession with like destroying artists. That I think is weird. Where they're like, well, what if you make your own fucking... I don't need a person who writes a TV show. Yeah, I don't need a person who writes a song or writes a joke. They're just useless.
And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about? They're trying to, like, math their way into vibes.
That's really what they're trying
to do. Which is, like, not how it works.
That is truly all tech people are always trying to do.
Yeah.
That's even, like, their life. Like, I was in San Francisco recently, and I went with my cousin to a rock climbing gym, and it was fun. Kind of feel like a kid. It's also kind of terrifying. You're like, just like, it really brings back gym class. You're just like fat and terrified holding the wall. But like, just the people that are there, I'm like, techie people have such a like, like calculated way they live their lives, I feel like. They're like, I'm going to eat this amount of albums and do this and like work out at this time and have the cold plunge so that I'm focused at work. Like, it really is like, it's and then so I'll have calculated. A vibe.
Yeah.
And you're like, just accept that you're not that cool. Like, all it really is, like, it feels like the creators of AI, especially when they're trying to make their companion friends, it's like, you're just a nerd who doesn't have friends.
Yeah.
So you're like, what if I got rid of friends for everyone?
We gotta get Nathan McIntosh back on the pod.
We do gotta get Nathan McIntosh.
This man was right about everything.
He was right about everything.
Yeah, it's also like, if you're super calculated all the time to create a vibe, the vibe is only ever going to be, I'm super calculated and tried really hard at this.
Yeah, there's no genuine, people are really attracted to genuineness.
Yeah.
Across the board.
And I think it's also a thing of like, well, you optimize profit when you can like automate things that used to be done manually. But like, simply not everything can be automated or it will come at like a great expense.
Well, that's literally their goal. They literally are like, everything is done by AI should be done by AI, so like, the entire economy would be, like, tunneled into, like, five companies. Which is
insane.
And it's
like, so that we can then do what? Like,
yeah,
what do we spend our time doing then?
Yeah, just, like, sitting and watching the Halo, like, you have your own TV show and, like, jerk off of the quarter and have, like, this crazy, like, AI matrix. That's actually a good question, though. So let's say AI, all the jobs, we don't need to have jobs anymore, right? Mm-hmm. Every whatever mid-job is completely taken. Really, all that's left is cool, fun stuff. But it's happened really quick. Maddie, and they were like, one of the greatest minds of our generation, Maddie T. Wiener, is going to have to tell everyone what they do now. What do we do?
Oh, how do you spend your time?
Yeah, like, what's the whole society do?
Oxycontin? Truly, because here's the thing, is you want to be like, here's the truth. It's I think if we want to be like, if we automated it and we had universal basic income, then everyone would be able to do fun, cool, creative stuff.
Yeah.
But the problem is not everyone is fun, cool, creative people.
That's true.
Some people... Wait, never mind. Okay. Some people...
just need a thing to do.
Some people need a thing to do.
Yeah.
So if we close down all the factories, it's not like everyone who is bagging groceries is all of a sudden going to be like, finally, I can be a filmmaker.
Right.
They might do Oxycontin. Some of them will be like, finally, yeah. I can.
Well, that's like literally happened to deindustrialization. Like, you kind of had like a speed run in Appalachia.
But I think we could find a way to do it right.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Yeah.
Universal basic income.
Yeah.
Healthcare. And just like a little bit of Molly all the time.
That's actually pretty
How
good.
How bad would that be?
That were, everyone's just hugging each other, going on walks
is,
all day?
Is it a moral failing to just optimize pleasure?
I don't think so.
I think it might not be the worst thing in the world.
First off, I am all for this utopian sort of Molly all the time. Especially the way the world's going. Because it's like, if you suck all the water out, throw a little Molly in there, you just, everyone acts like a puppy.
If we're going to take the fluoride out, replace it with Molly.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Everyone acts like a puppy. It would quite literally cure our country if everyone rolled ass at once right now.
And I will say, it would turn you gay.
For sure.
In that case, the water would be turning the frog gay.
It would be so gay. Like the MAGA movement would fall apart. They would finally embrace love. The entire Republican convention, they all just start fucking each other on the tables and dancing.
I mean, conservatism is just like a chemical deficit in your brain. You like lack like dopamine or like serotonin or any kind of
See a homeless person instead of feeling sad, you're like, ugh! Like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what is, that's got to be like a disease, right? Yeah. That's got to be like a fucking...
Yeah, if being gay was in the DSM-5, why is it being a Republican? Like, it's like...
Like, what are you actually talking about?
Yeah, like, that is, like, if we at one point thought that was mental illness, it's like, thinking that Donald Trump is sent by God to save America is mental illness.
100%.
It is truly crazier than anything anyone's talking on the street outside.
Like, QAnon is, like, do you know anybody personally who's, like, on QAnon?
No.
I have only, like, very vague, like, childhood friend of a friend's aunt on Facebook. I'll see post something where I'm like, whoa, you're off the deep end. But it's, like... I mean, it's, like, truly, like, self-induced psychosis.
Yeah, no.
But that's another thing about holding tech companies accountable is, I'm like, they fully just got there from, like, the algorithm.
Yeah.
Whoa, which also I'll say, I'm getting tricked by AI videos now. Have we talked about this?
We haven't. But I actually had the same thing that happened today, but now it's, like, you know, it's actually ruining the scroll.
Because
sometimes you have a goddamn moment of your day. You just want to see some fun little videos, to see some memes, some stand-up clips. And now I'm just seeing a bunch of, like, actually I saw this three times today. Of obese person jumping into a giant thing of jelly. Clearly AI. Don't know why multiple people are making this, but it's so weird. It's so like disturbing in such a weird way.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I can't tell if this is supposed to be entertainment or funny or what it is, but it's upsetting.
It's
so it might succeed
like
in getting
off.
Everyone off that damn phone.
It really dead yeah. internet theory, dude.
Yeah.
That idea that, like, there could be more bots than people on the internet.
Yeah.
And eventually it'll just drown with bots, and you won't even really be, like, if it's mostly bots, it's like,
what
people stop
do?
Using it. Yeah.
It's kind of, I feel like we're, like, halfway there.
It's really crazy, dude. I get a lot of bots on my OnlyFans.
Really?
Yeah, but it's so funny because I'm posting videos of, like, where I'm just reading Hegel's Phenomenology of Spirit.
Yeah.
Which is just, like, this dense, kind of boring, weird philosophy book from like forever ago, and then it's bots commenting like, you're so hot girl, this was a vibe, spread those cheeks for me, and you're like, it's really funny.
They're all bots that are named like with kids you went to high school with. It's weird that all these bots are coming to there.
It's weird that yeah like,
have you ever had someone you knew in life subscribe to your OnlyFans?
I don't know. If they did I think they knew it was a bit. I think
okay.
I've been pretty good about keeping it a bit.
Yeah.
But I have done some where I do, like, a fake, like, teaser photo on my Instagram and someone likes it. And then I'm like, psych, it's for this. And then it's
and then
like...
they're like, I'm outed.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But, like, I've been pretty open about it being a bit, I think.
Yeah.
But some people have followed along, which is kind of fun.
The horniness of men knows no bounds, though.
It really knows
They'll be
bounds.
Like, no, but you'll finish the book. And then...
eventually, yeah.
I mean, these people are truly going to be like, well, what? Then I realized we're all one. So it'd be like, if I fuck Maddie, it's like a fucking myself. So when I jerk off, I really am having sex with Matt. Like, there's going to be like, you will follow along as you teach your philosophy class. It really is just like an endless trap. But I like your Molly idea.
Thank you. What would your idea be?
I feel like, I think you're right in that, like, yeah, not everyone's going to want to be like a poet or whatever.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. Also great.
People should still feel like useful and meaningful.
So I don't know. Maybe.
But if they're not, we can give them
to us. I don't know. We have to have like another project going on. Maybe we all come together like.
Make a giant quilt.
Go to outer space.
Go to outer space.
You just start again on space. We did Earth.
Whoa. Like when you beat a video game.
Yeah, you beat an Earth video game. It's like, let's just all work on space stuff.
Dude.
And then we just go to outer space.
And you started as like a feudal colony on space. And
yeah, you start again, but we like learned all the stuff we did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think
that'd be cool.
Idea. That's awesome.
Yeah. That or, yeah, that's all I got. It seems like it's like, yeah. But also the way that it's going, I don't think that any utopia... Like, it's like if they fully automate most jobs, they're not going to be like, well, we're going to give everyone stuff. It's like, so all the water's gone. Also, it's like all the water's gone and it's smelly outside and you haven't seen the sun in a year. And you're going to be putting yourself in your own TV show where, like, life's normal.
I mean,
you're going to be putting yourself in an episode of Friends and crying because you haven't seen people together and laughing in so long.
It really is hellish on a level that's, like, unbelievable.
Yeah.
The fact that it uses so much water. Well, you know the people that are like...
It's better when nerds just stuck to school shootings.
Probably, in the long term, that will kill less people.
Like, once they picked up coding, when they say, like, the pen is mightier than the sword, the code is like, that's like a bomb. That's like a nuclear weapon compared to the sword. It's like, my God, now Sam Altman's on a thing. He wants to destroy all of... He wants to take away... he's like, most people, they use ChatGPT as, like, a personal therapist, and he's basically saying that, like, well, we'll just make friend campaign. Like, they view your friends as, like, competition, basically.
Oh!
Because it's like, well, that's time they're going to spend on their app. It's like, just because you don't have friends doesn't mean you have to try to get rid of friends as a concept.
Is that a real thing he said?
Well, they have, like, that's, like, their business model is, like, you want to spend more time in the friend companion.
Wait, what's the friend companion thing?
I've seen these. I saw this advertised.
Oh, friend.com.
Yeah, friend.com's
one of them. Friend.com.
Yeah, spent $1 billion in Subway ads here.
Dude, it's fucking crazy.
It's also like, listen, I have a chip on my shoulder, which I pursue stand-up. There's a little bit of like, I'm going to show the fucking world. Never once have I been like, I didn't have enough friends growing up. Therefore, I will eliminate the concept of friend. Like, what kind of super villain-esque shit is that? If I'm isolated alone on a computer, I will remake humanity in that image.
Dude, it's like... It's also, it's like, it's not like you can have, like, a group of friends and that. You can't be like, hey guys, can I bring friend.com? Like, if that's your friend, it's your only friend.
No one who's interested in that has anything else going on.
I really want to know who's on that.
I think there's a lot of sad, lonely people out there.
Yeah, which, like...
Yeah, it's tough. But again, it's like, people just used to be forced to talk to each other more, too. I think the phone's almost like, it's too easy of a way out of an awkward moment. Because you were, like, waiting in line somewhere.
Which it is human nature to, like, pick the path of least resistance.
Totally. But sometimes it's like, that's how people just made friends. You work with someone, you see them, you live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, but
if you're
like
always siloed into something,
yeah,
then you're like, I don't have to talk to you.
So then you're like, well, yeah, where would you make friends?
Yeah, and that's all running clubs come in. It's good practice.
Yeah, you're all going to be running. If I didn't do stand-up, I think I would be short on friends, for sure.
We do have, like, an inhuman amount, not inhuman, but we have, like, a way, we have a crazier, larger group of friends compared to a lot of
people. It really is.
I actually feel that way sometimes talking to my girlfriend, where I'm like, oh, I know this person. They're like, how the fuck do you know? I'm like in another city, and I'm like, no, I know a couple people here. They're like, how? It's like I'm in, like, a sleeper cell. It's like, we have agents across the nation.
Literally.
There's a branch over here. My people have all over the country.
It literally is. Yeah. Me and my dad were watching, like, compilations of monkeys and orangutans reacting to magic tricks. People, like, do card tricks.
That's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
It's so cute. And one of the guys in the video, I was like, I know that guy. We did comedy on a cruise together. He's a magician.
That's
the fucking monkey magic. It was, crazy.
Even that way, like, watching TV shows, I'm like, I know that person. I know that. Like, it's, like, a smaller...
It's crazy.
Yeah. But it is pretty cool. So just get into a weird thing.
Yeah, to get a hobby.
Get a goddamn hobby.
And the more niche, the better, because then people really stick together. Yeah, rabbits, like, also, I made a lot of friends, honestly, through having pet rabbits.
Yeah, animals, you know. It's also so funny that, like, I think, like, people from other, like... immigrants and stuff, we have to stick together enough to have a community, but I feel like white people have to be like, I don't know, it's like, I have a rabbit, that's tough, and that like bonds you. I always feel like the government's trying to kill my rat, like, yeah, that's like the vulnerability, is this very sensitive creature.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
That's really funny.
But yeah, magic's dope. Just people, yeah, the magic of hobbies.
Excuse me.
Oh, speaking of AI videos, did you see the Trump video he posted during the no case?
Bro,
that was like, America shouldn't have nuclear weapons.
Where he's wearing the crown and it says, like, King Trump, and he's dumping shit on people's heads.
Yeah.
It's like, sure.
Yeah, it's also like so beyond parody.
He really
like we have reached beyond parodies. Like, how do you make how do you make that any more absurd than it already is?
No, truly.
And it also sucks that he is kind of fun. Like, he's like this horrible fascist, like white supremacist, and he's also kind of funny.
Oh, my dad said the funniest thing the other day. Dude. He was like, "Yeah, it's like Hitler with a big red nose on."
Ah, that's so. Like,
that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what.
Because he said something the other day where he was like, "There's that clip of him where he's like, I'm just being cute." You know what I'm talking about? And
no.
You're like, fuck, that's really funny.
Yeah, yeah. But then it's like, yeah, so vicious. He's like, we should put him in cages underwater. And then you post like a weird AI meme, calling yourself the king, shitting on people.
It's insane.
Yeah. It's not a serious country.
It's really not.
Yeah.
It's also like a young country. Like, is this totally. Just like our like teenage rebellion phase? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to write a bit about this, but that like, if America, like America's empire crumbled now... It's not like the Han Dynasty in China. Like, it'd be sad, but it'd be like a kid with leukemia dying. It'd be like, oh, it barely even started.
Yeah, it was like, it just started to become a decent person.
Yeah, it's
it like, would literally be like if someone's dad so went young. To rehab, did like two nice things and had a heart attack. Like you just started being cool.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, no, you kind of forget that. You feel that a lot of like, you know, besides like New York or like major cities, like areas we grew up, I was older than most of the town, I felt like.
Like emotionally?
No, like literally, like I think most of like Apex was like new shopping mall, new.
Oh, Jesus.
Because it was like old timey, like.
Wow.
You know, very old timey, like maybe like three stores or something, but like most of it, there wasn't really anything there.
Wow.
And so it was like. Here's a new shopping center. Here's an Arby's. And that, like, came to fruition as I was, like, 10 years old.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think Chapel Hill had a little more of... I think Chapel Hill is actually maybe the oldest, like, public university in the world. Or in the country.
Wow. Oh, damn.
It's, like, actually pretty
You're
old.
Like, don't talk shit about Chapel Hill. Like, that has been there. It will always be there. It'll exist for millennia.
Although, it's, like, some pretty fucked up... I mean, Carmel Mall was, like... The guy Carmel was, like... The guy that Carbro is named after, I'm pretty sure, was, like, a slave owner or, like, sympathizer or, like...
Jesus.
Maybe he was a Jim
yeah,
Crow.
Well, most
but
of the
it was
South.
He was a bad fucking guy. Yeah.
Almost
but,
like, all of the South, like,
it might be better
ago,
to have so. No history.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Just that... You're like, okay, a field of grass ain't doing nothing, you know?
But, yeah, you know... Oh, fuck, what was I going to say about... Oh, but now Chapel Hill is getting kind of, like... I don't know, they, like... It's just getting, like... Bigger and like more, I don't know if gentrified is the right word, but it's like the architecture of gentrification of like
yes.
These sleek beige and gray.
I do know what you're talking
like
about. They're doing that everywhere.
It fucking
it
sucks.
It really
dude.
Sucks. It's actually my favorite thing when I go to a city and it like looks like its own
Excuse
place.
Me.
Like it
yeah.
is like a unique, like I was in San Francisco, beautiful like old Spanish architecture.
Louisiana's like that.
Yeah, New Orleans is like that. But like, because it's like, it's kind of similar to the AI thing where I think they think, well, a fancy building is good.
Yeah.
Fancy, nice stuff, good. So you just have like, it's just like a sleek, polished looking building, but it has zero character.
It's nothing.
It also has zero like cultural significance. There's just no, it doesn't look any different than like, there's towns in Ohio, there's towns in Mississippi, there's towns everywhere that have shit like that and it looks identical.
I'm going to start, we got to start using friend.com as a slur.
Yeah.
See a boring building? Fucking friend.com
over friend.
Here.
Friend.com ass building. No, totally. And there's some of those, like, in New York.
If someone says, like, something boring, like, well, how's the weather been? How about you go to friend.com and ask him? I want to talk real
just
shit.
Just destroy somebody. Really just push them into the...
Go to friend.com.
Go to friend.com,
you
fucking loser. it's so funny that I've turned into the, because I was... When I was growing up, I for sure would have been a friend.com guy. I tell you, at one point, I volunteered at the library to try to make friends.
Oh, Kenyon, you can't tell me stuff like that. It's going to break my heart.
Yeah, I did. And I had, like, a whole little fantasy.
Did you make please tell me.
Oh, I did. I made zero friends. They thought that I was just there for community service. I thought that I would... I don't know what I thought. I thought I'd meet some, like, alternative cool kids.
You're too pure for this world.
I was like, I was having these thoughts, but, like, in middle school, I was like, how do you make friends? School sucks. I have, like, four friends I grew up with. They're all, you know, if you're listening, you're a cool guy or whatever, but I thought it wasn't getting the job done. And, yeah, the library did cut it.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how I'd be making friends now if it wasn't for stand-up. And I'm just going to choose not to think about that.
Yeah. I don't think that's true, though. Like, I think it's hard to go. It for sure is, because there's been times in my life, killing time in between being somewhere, like sitting at a bar or restaurant or something, and I'm like, I don't want to be on my phone. I love to talk to somebody, but it's really tough.
Yeah.
To start a conversation without seeming weird sometimes. But you're a funny, cool person. I think you would have made plenty of friends.
It would have been in some weird other niche, I think.
It would have been. There was always a niche.
We were going to, the anarchist bookstore.
We would have found each other eventually.
Honestly.
You know, I thought about working there when I was like 16. Yeah, no, there was always a podcast. Like, we were destined to have a podcast.
100%.
It just wasn't always going to be funny. It could have been a lot more insufferable than it is now. We could have been like, hey, we're co-managing like a polyamorous house and we're going to teach you the basics.
We could have had the most annoying podcast of all time.
Yeah, if you take me like fully unadulterated, like straight into the anarchist bookshop guy, tough.
Yeah, it would have been.
Tough hang.
We would have been a tough hang.
Yeah.
But we were both on that path.
Well, we were for sure on the path.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand-up in some ways, like, it normalized me a little bit where I was, like, more jock level.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
It made me, like, more, like, yeah, it evens out the edges a little bit. Just because you have to if you want, like, an average crowd of people to understand what the fuck you're talking about.
Yes, literally.
You have to, it simply makes you, like, learn how to talk to people.
Yeah. Just, like, be a normal person.
Yeah. It really, were there other topics you wanted to hit? If not, no worries. I just wanted to make sure we got to them. And we have no rush.
Actually, I really just wanted to catch up about AI. So that's kind of what I have.
Yeah, it's really... No, I've been trying to be good about not using it. And I don't use it for anything of, like, consequence. Like, I don't, like...
You don't use it for... No one uses... I think any creative uses it for creativity.
You're, like, not a creative. Yeah, like, yeah. Go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Throw it on friend.com.
But it's certain things where I'm like, I can't find this on Google, and I need to synthesize, like, five different things, and, like...
Oh, dude, what's I'm not telling you.
Is, like, there's all this cool stuff that AI actually can do. Like, they're, you know, using it for, like, early cancer detection.
That's
like,
pretty sweet.
Like, neural networks that, like, you know, can detect breast cancer earlier than they can see it on, like, a scan. And it's, like, that's fucking amazing. It's not even that it's, like, necessarily a bad technology, but it's, like, when it's so, like... user, like, when it's like trying to be a person, it's like weird. Or when we're trying to make it a person,
totally. Yeah, there's like, there's pros and cons to every little thing. But I just feel like also the main people bringing it out, they all just seem like super villains, like Peter Thiel, who also,
yeah. What's it? Well, also, isn't Duncan Trussell like defending him? Have we talked about that on the podcast?
We haven't talked
like,
about
Mr. it. Like, Mr. Hippie DMT is like all of a sudden.
Yeah,
like,
if you watch Elephant Graveyard, which if you're a fan of our podcast, you would love Elephant Graveyard. But like, he kind of talked about, you know, how he's, you know, Duncan's like the most hippy dippy, like open minded, cool guy. But I think kind of fell in with that scene and was like, hey, Peter Thiel, he's just a person like me and you. And he's like a guy that said, like, that democracy is not compatible with, like, humanity eventually and stuff like that. You know, cool little fun stuff.
Jesus.
Like, he's for sure, like, some sort of, like, weird crypto-fascist guy.
Damn.
Yeah. He always just looks sweaty and miserable. He called Greta Thunberg the Antichrist.
Jesus.
And he literally... Like, all those people that tell you to live your life... Oh, my God. That's another thing we gotta catch up about. Our friend JP.
Jordan Peterson?
Yeah.
What's going on with him?
Did you not hear the news?
No.
Oh, so he got, basically he has this, like, crazy type of, like, I think it's like a pneumonia or some sort of, like, brain disease that is brought on by years of mold exposure, and one of the side effects is not being able to regulate your emotions. So, like, that's, like, why he's been crying.
Yeah. He just had mold exposure?
Yeah, the clean your room
guy. That you were like, this is the most genius person I've ever heard in my life. And it's like, well, he has fucking brain damage.
Yeah, the guy that's like, you need to clean your room or you're a loser, had so much mold around him that it made him, like, cry about Peter Pan on camera. Every interview, the man is crying. God.
Where was the mold?
I think it was, like, must have been in where he was living, yeah.
Oh, my God. That's one of the funniest things I've ever
heard. Yeah, he's like, at a hospital. In the
Damn.
It's
I like, thought you were going to say that he has, like, some, like nutrient deficiency from, like, only eating red meat.
I'm sure the beef did help. I'm sure being surrounded by mold and only eating beef is, like... He's literally, like, living the life of, like, a very strange medieval peasant. I don't...
Yeah, it's like... That's like the diet and environment of, like an abused Siberian husky. Yeah. It, like, doesn't make any fucking sense. Wow.
Yeah, but it explains a lot.
Damn.
Because they'll just be talking about, like, something that makes no sense. It's like, we have to be strong and mighty, like the lobster. And you're like, am I not getting something here? Why is he crying about, like, two sentences in, he's crying. Wow. Like, do I not have a poetic spirit? Because this guy is breaking down in tears.
Is he gonna make it?
Yeah, I don't think he's, like, at risk of dying or anything. I think he's just, like, having a tough time.
Damn.
Similar to, like, the Benzo thing, where he went to Russia to be put in medically induced coma to get off of. So he's, like, a real, like, glutton for punishment.
Yeah.
There's, like, easier ways to do things. I don't know.
I will say, though, he fucking served in that Bible suit.
Yeah. I forget, you saw him.
Oh, yeah, he was at a show I did. He saw me do a set.
Wild.
And apparently he said he liked my incel bit. And I was like, that's really funny, because you created it.
You're like the main guy.
That's all about you, yeah.
You're the creator.
Dude, wait, there was something else you were going to say before we started, and we were like, oh, we're going to save it for the podcast. It was like political or something?
Oh, yes, it was. It's about the mayoral candidate, I think Silva.
Silva? Silva, something like that?
I think so. Fuck it up his name. The Guardian Angel guy. So he's a fucking character. He's got like a bunch of like crazy ideas, but one of them... for combating the rat problem is to just have a gigantic feral cat colony brought into New York, which I do think is awesome. Which I do think is kind of a great idea. And I'm like, just let it rip.
It's crazy.
It'd be like Turkey.
Are we not already kind of doing that? There's like cats.
Yeah, we have the bodega cats. That's like microdosing that idea.
But just get a shit ton of cats.
Yeah, just dump them out in the parks in the street. First off, Turkey, Istanbul, that's like the thing. They have a bunch of cats running around. That's like part of what they're famous for.
That sounds awesome.
Sounds kind of cool. I mean, I just give it a shot. Like, what do you have to lose is the thing.
Where do we get the cats from?
Probably just cats that weren't adopted or sheltered.
Just open the shelters, basically,
Yeah, like open the gates and take... It's so funny.
He's for animal shelter abolition.
Dude, he kind of is, though. It's kind of funny, though, because I was watching the debate, and he's, like, such a, like, hardcore, like, fucking law... We gotta get rid of cash bail, like, these criminals out here stabbing people. But then at the end, he's like, we also have to get rid of no-kill shelters. Because as Mahatma Gandhi said, how you treat animals... is a term of society. So it's like, if someone gets arrested for stealing $50, you're like, throw them in Rikers and kill them. But you're like, kitty, I love you forever. Like, it's like such a... You can actually see
God.
The, like, soft part. Because he's like, well, I can't be Puerto Rican. I can always love them. Like, that's basically...
Dude, I firmly believe that, like, depending on what, like, charitable cause you support,
yeah,
you can kind of tell if someone's conservative because
yeah.
if they only support causes with, like, hyper-perfect victims. Like, yeah. obviously... someone needs to do that and help those causes. But, like, I don't know. I feel like people that are really into, like... Have I said this on the podcast before?
No.
People that are really into, like, rescue dogs or, like, cancer... Like, okay, wait. This sounds bad.
Yeah.
People that are, like, really into, like, I'll just say animals for this one. But, like, anything that, like, is, like, a perfect victim, because I think that's, like, a very conservative thing.
I think you're right about, like, the cancer thing, too, though.
But a little bit,
right? Because
it's
if, like, it's only cancer, because they're, like, no, like, cancer's just such a horrible thing that it's, like, no one could be upset about that, whereas, like...
you don't have to get mad at, like, a person on the other end.
Yeah, where, like,
just,
addiction
like,
or problems of poverty, you could be, like, that's your fucking fault.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, thinking about, okay, well, there's a lot of horrible, harmful structures. A lot of people are just victims of that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
A cat can't be Puerto Rican.
I do think that's, like, basically, like, I love animals so much, but sometimes when you see someone who only loves animals, I'm like,
yeah.
like, and to the point where I'm like, I don't think you have that much empathy for, like, other humans walking around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally.
You're kind of just like, oh, but this perfect little guy. And it's like...
You simply have to extend that.
Yeah, and I'm also like, Well, he loves you. You're holding him hostage. You're like, the pet is, he's dependent on you to be alive. Yeah. Like, he kind of has to love
he's
you.
He's kind of in a bit of a welfare state.
Yeah. You're the nanny state.
Yeah, it's almost like the most valuable relationship come from caring for something without it affecting anything in return.
Yeah, who would have thought? Yeah, it's like microdosing community, but only if I could walk around on a leash. It's not good. So I thought that was like kind of interesting that he's just all like, "Lord, we're gonna round up these people on the street." And he's like, "We'll get rid of kill shelters and we'll have cats." He called a Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol.
Well, he said they'll have a nighttime Paw Patrol, be walking around killing rats.
What is with the if we're up to them,
they'll probably have little badges. there'll be cats with badges, running around killing rats. Which I say, let them rip. And also, it's like the cane toads in Australia. It's like they brought a shitload of cane toads there to kill the beetles, and they didn't end up killing the beetles at all. They just bred at, like, an apocalyptic rate. And they're also, like, poisonous. Like, if you eat them. So they killed a lot of, like, marsupials and, like, rare animals. But, yeah, I don't know. You got these giant cool frogs jumping around. And it's kind of had some character. It's an interesting story, right? So what if we just had a fuck ton of cats in New York? It would be kind of cool. It'd spice up your day. You maybe even make a friend. You're like, look at the cat. You're like, I like that cat. And you make now small talk. We're away from friend.com.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Both got bit by the same stray cat. These are experiences that would bond you together and build a community.
Kenyon for New York mayor.
I heard a mayor of like a very small, weird town, probably.
I still haven't won the election of mayor for Maddie. I don't know who's running it up here yet. Yeah,
well, it's a bit of a commune.
Yeah,
but it's like a hot potato. I think you run it well, Wayne.
Oh, thanks. Back at you, dude. And you know what? AI will never replace us.
No.
Because no one fucking does it like we do, dude.
No one does it like
Copy it. What?
Yeah, truly. You put the source code of our brains, just destroys the computer.
We're going to make the Google Gemini kill itself, dude. That's my goal.
Yeah.
You got to be like a girlfriend that drives it insane.
Totally.
Or a boyfriend, whoever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same relationship where you're like, I talked to you so much that you killed yourself. That's, like, liberation somehow, right?
Yeah. Are you able to do that in verse? Yeah, that you can find... Because it's like... But the thing that sucks about that is usually if you have a partner suicidal, you get, like, some crazy good sex out of it. So Gemini wouldn't even get to know that awesome thing.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Well, it's been a great time.
It's been a great time.
Back. It's been a minute. You have anything you want to plug?
I go to my Punch Up Live. It's in my Instagram bio. If you want to sign up to see when I'm going to be touring in your city, and subscribe to the YouTube. I got a YouTube channel as well. And Patreon.com/phoneisinthebag. That's where the fun is.
Fuck yeah. Please join the Patreon. We're back up and running. Would help us out a lot. We'll be headlining the Idiot Box December 15th. If you're in the Greensboro, North Carolina area, come on out. Don't yeah. Other than that, run a front weekly called Post Moves Comedy in New York City. Please check that out. Yeah, support us on Patreon. That'd be great. Thanks for listening.
See you next week.
Yeah.